We come with reverence and respect before your throne. We come under the covering of the apostolic and prophetic anointings of our fathers, under the covering of the apostolic and prophetic fathers of the church age, and under you, the Almighty God. Thank you for answering our prayers. Thank you for the privilege we have at this time to enter your word. Pray that the entrance of your word will give light, give understanding to us in Jesus' name. I pray, as I have the grace to minister your word under covering, grant me the grace to minister the word of God with power, with accuracy, with clarity, with simplicity, in meekness and lowliness, and with the love and comfort of the Holy Spirit. Pray that a clear channel will be created and maintained in the heavenlies, to which more than enough of the life and power of God will flow, to break yokes, heal bodies, meet needs, dissolve doubts in our lives, solve riddles, bring glory to the name of Jesus, and blessings to the sons of men. We're not ignorant of the device of the enemy against the effective delivery and receiving of the word. So in unity, my brethren, under the covering of our fathers, we come against, and in the authority of the name of the Lord Jesus, we come against every foul spirit of distraction, intimidation, offense, mind wandering, fear, unbelief, spirit of infirmity, and such like, including human spirits in alliance with the devil. All such contrary foul spirits, we cast you out, destroy your works, resist and bind you, your old Satan, over our hearts, bodies, and circumstances in Jesus' name. We lose the angels of God, seven spirits of God, to go fulfill the air, enforce and execute God's perfect to consign this ministration in the name of Jesus. Our Father, we thank you because you do exceedingly and abundantly, more than which you ask not think, according to your power that is at work within us. Thank you, Father, because you answer our prayers. In Jesus' name we've prayed. Let's give the Lord a super hand clap again. Praise the Lord. Amen. Let's be seated. Thank God for the privilege we have for prayers. I want to encourage you. We have one more Friday. Okay, so let's be here to pray. And then we move into our normal, regular Zion City from... And then we start our regular on 10. So we'll be here again to pray. Amen. So we, as the custom is, we have a short exhortation. I'll be continuing where we stopped last week, or re-emphasizing or staying on our topic last week. What was our topic last week? Effectual fervent prayer. Praise the Lord. What was it called? Fervent prayer. Amen. There has to be a willingness to pray. There has to be a what? Because like Pastor always tells us, the body, the normal natural body, does not want to pray. Amen. And there are things in this world that will not go except with prayer. So when the body doesn't naturally want to pray, it wants those things that will not go to remain. Amen. Then Jesus actually tells us that there are some things, those one will not go except by fasting and prayer. So when the body naturally does not want to pray, does not want to fast, it wants some things to remain. And those things are counterproductive to our growth spiritually. They are counterproductive to our well-being. They are counterproductive to our lives. Jesus said that statement, when one man's child was epileptic. You don't want to keep an epileptic child. Praise the Lord. And that's why I encourage yourself. Effective. There's a place in the in scripture, it was depicted, say the children have come to the place of birth, but there is no strength to give forth. You know, in parturition, that's child delivery, when the hour of the woman has come, all the signs have shown that her hour has come. But the nurse will have to encourage her. She has to push. Praise the Lord. You have to push. Your time has come. Fine. Water bag broken. Fine. Baby ready to come out. Fine. Everybody wants to see a baby. Fine. But when you have come to the place of travail, there has to be power to bring forth. Amen. And that's why we encourage you. When you come to pray. Don't do any other thing. Pray. Praise the Lord. You know, you come all the way, come to the place of prayer, and yet you don't pray. So we're encouraging ourselves. Praise the Lord. There was a year, many, many years ago, a new year, just like this. We used to have, this is my year of so-so-so, this is my year of so-so-so, this is my year. Many years, 15, 20, God said, this year, don't pray deceitful prayers. Don't pray deceitful prayers. If you pray, pray. Praise the Lord. Have you seen the student who is counting the hours he sat there in the library, not how much he understood? Where are you coming from the library? I've been in the library for 5 hours. He takes the pride in the hours he spends, not how much he understands. But you know, there are many like that. It's a wrong mindset, and it can be very strong to some people. Even if you understand, but they are only read for 45 minutes, then he doesn't believe, he doesn't have confidence because the hours have not gone. But definitely, when you understand, and yet you can spend long hours reading and you understand, then obviously your chances of getting distinction grade is higher, isn't it? Effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous man availeth much. A scripture, a translation says, it is powerful in its effects. Amen. And like Pastor said, I will always repeat here, Pastor says, avail much means there are some prayers that avail little, and there are some prayers that avail nothing. Effectual, fervent prayer. Let's go again to it. James chapter 5, verse 16 and 17. King James. Taiwo Okende, who is reading it? Taiwo, is that King James? James chapter 5, verse 16 and 17.
And confess your faults one to another, and pray one for another, that he may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Okay. Elias was a man subject to like passions as we are, and he prayed earnestly that it might not rain, and it rained not on the head by the space of 3 years and 6 months.
The title and what we dwelt on was verse 16 last week, but today I'm starting from verse 17. Say, Elijah was a man of like passions like us. What is it? Elijah was not an angel. Praise the Lord. Elijah was a man with imperfections. Elijah had his own struggles. Praise the Lord. He said, was a man of like passions like us. So, what did that Bible tell us implicitly? It means, as Elijah, the effective fervent praying of Elijah is possible for you also. Praise the Lord. He's a man of like passion like us, and yet he prayed earnestly. Amen. To me, the paraphrase of that is, in your imperfections, still do your best in prayer. Amen. In your imperfection, they didn't say you should come to prayer because you are perfect. No. The answer to prayer for Elijah did not come by his power. He was a man of like passions. That's what the Bible is trying to say. He had his own faults too. But he did his best in the place of prayer. Amen. And God heard it. And great things happened. Say it shouldn't rain for 3.5 years, and so it was. Amen. So, we can also pray prayers that will change great things. Amen. Prayers that will heal the sick. That will cleanse the lepers. Amen. That will raise the dead. Destroy the generational infirmities in your family. That's the faith he's telling us to have. So, I don't look at some things that are in your atmosphere, that are in your under your purview, and say it's not possible. No, Elijah was a man of like passion like you. The only thing is that he prayed earnestly. Amen. He did his best in the place of prayer. And God, don't come to prayer and just be on neutral gear. No, you have come to pray. Pray. Amen. Pastor says many years ago, the way to learn to pray is to pray. Amen. As you pray, you will learn more to pray. Like passions, he prayed earnestly. Amen. So when you come to prayers, please concentrate. Do what? Concentrate. And consecrate. And what? They're not the same, you know that. Set it apart and deep look into it. Consecrate. Oh, this prayer time. Then concentrate. Amen. I had a classmate in the veterinary school. So the story I was telling you is not fiction. He's always having references. Huge references. So for all the time we've been in school, he never has holiday. Because holiday is when we do the course that you don't pass in the main session. In the veterinary school, you do the reference during the holidays. Now things have changed. Strike comes upon strike. But that was the pattern. So the guy hardly had holiday because holiday is coming to do reference. So by the fourth or fifth year, with that reference culture, he came and met me one day and said, "What's my problem?" I felt so alarmed and humble. He said, "What's my problem? I read. And I just kept talking to him because he was in the faith far before me. Just encouraging. And then that thing just shined like a light. He takes pleasure in the hours he reads, not whether he understands. Because he sleeps in the classroom. He practically lives in the classroom. We are normally vets, we're in class 8 to 5. By 7, he's back in class. Most times he's in class till about 3 a.m. I once went to read in class. I met him. He was there for hours. Reading and sleeping. And we prayed. And for the first time in about 4 years, we did a semester, a session. And someone that would normally have 6 references, 7. I think I already had 1. But a dramatic change. It's the key. Amen. So when we come to pray, just don't look at the hours. Pray. Amen. Concentrate. Consecrate. Praise the Lord. The third one, which we'll see now, but let me just mention is, be importunate. Be what? That means don't give up in prayer. Because sometimes when a light shines in you, this is a problem in the family, and God say, pray about this thing. You pray, day 1, it doesn't go. Day 2, it doesn't go. And 1 week, it doesn't go. And we don't give up. No. Part of the things we do in prayer is importunity. Praise the Lord. You keep praying. Amen. You keep hitting the enemy. God kept confessing for 2,000 years that Jesus will come. Amen. There are some things that will go quickly. There are some things that will take time. Some things will take a very long time. Amen. In all the three, exercise your faith and keep praying. Praise the Lord. So, we're running up with this scripture. Elijah was a man of like passion, isn't it? And he prayed earnestly. Let's look at a place in scripture where Elijah was praying. Amen. So that we do not let's look for a scriptural interpretation of Elijah praying. So that we don't describe that earnestly by ourselves. 1 Kings 18. You know, Elijah was the one that prayed and he said he should not rain for how long? 3.5 years. This rendition of scripture is when he now prayed that it should now rain. after the 3.5 years. Praise the Lord. This is Elijah praying. Where are we looking at? 1 Kings 18. And Elijah said unto Ahab, verse 41. And Elijah said unto Ahab, get thee up, eat and drink, for there is a sound of abundance of rain. It has not rained for how long? Like we said, effectual fervent praying. The first thing was that he had that light of revelation from God. He hadn't seen it, but he declared it. Ahab, quickly go up, eat and drink, for I hear the sound of abundance of rain. Amen. And you know that, that's why you will now see later, this is the effectual part, the light of God's will, God's mind was already seen. So Elijah was now ready to now pray that mind through, even with importunity, because he had already seen the picture. Remember, Elijah now told Elisha, if you see when you want the double portion, when I'm taking, the double portion will be yours. If you don't see, it will not be yours. He said, and Elisha saw and did what? We said it last week. Elisha saw Elijah going and cried. Thank you. So, Elijah, that's Elisha, the one that took after him. But this is Elijah himself. He first saw the picture in his mind, that abundance of rain. Amen. And then he declared it. Praise the Lord. He saw it. And he declared it. Amen. May we see. May we see. He saw it. He said, tell Ahab, go and eat and drink. For I hear, it has not rained for 3.5 years. Okay, let's move on. Verse 42. So Ahab went up to eat and drink, and Elijah went up to the top of Carmel. Carmel is a mountain. And he cast himself down upon the earth and put his face between his knees. What's that? Travail. What's that? Travail. He went to the mountain and put his head between his knees. And started traveling prayer. He had seen it. That come to his mind. He saw that abundance of rain. But that gives the picture. It doesn't give birth. Amen. You got to push. Amen. You tell the woman, oh, this is your expected day of delivery. The baby is in the right position. But the woman doesn't push. There will be no child. Amen. As soon as Zion traveled, she brought forth. So Elijah, he saw the picture, but he now went to the mountain and went to pray. And that's the... So we don't get carried because there are a lot of winds of doctrine around. No, as Christians, Jesus has paid the price. Jesus has died, rose from the dead. Just speak the word and go, and everything will be... It's not true. Praise the Lord. Jesus Christ, who in the days of his flesh, he offered up prayers with strong crying. Hebrews 5. That's Jesus, who in the day, he offered up prayers with strong crying. Amen. Scripture says, he said, I heard the voice saying, cry. And I said, what shall I cry? But Jesus, you can see, Jesus not crying, strong crying. Amen. Effectual, fervent praying. Elijah put his head between his knees and started traveling in prayer. Praise the Lord. Verse 40, should be rounding off. And said to his servant, now let's read together. And said to his servant, go up now, look towards the sea. And he went up and looked and said, there's nothing. This is prayer. Elijah saw the picture in his mind. God gave him that picture. There's abundance of rain. He now went to the mountain. Consecrate. Put his head between his knees. Concentrate. And started traveling. And said, go and check by the sea. I saw nothing. And he came back. Amen. What's the third thing I told you? Consecrate, concentrate. Importunity. And he went up. And he went up and looked and said, there is nothing. And he said, go again 7 times. Importunity. Consecrate to the mountain. Concentrate. Face the prayer. And prayed. Go and check. But he said, I see nothing. Came. Prayed. Go and check again. I see nothing. Prayed. Go and check again. I see nothing. 7 times. But passion is there because he saw that picture from God. Amen. And he committed himself to prayer. Verse 44. And it came to pass. It shall always come to pass. Oh. It shall always come to pass. You concentrate in prayer. You consecrate. It will come to pass. Amen. And it came to pass. At the 7th time. And he said, that's a, behold, there ariseth a little cloud out of the sea like a man's hand. Amen. There will always be a beginning where everything will turn around. Amen. Keep praying. Keep praying. Keep trusting God. Keep praying. Keep confessing. Keep trusting God. Keep praying. Keep confessing. Keep trusting. There will be a day to turn around. Praise the Lord. My first son, Wisdom James, when he went to Lifeforth, he joined second semester of what you call GS1. It was another school. Joined second semester. And when we went to see him, he was complaining. I guess the new environment. New friends that is, they are not friends. New classmates that are not his friends. And he's a very reserved person. He wasn't concentrating in school. He was sleeping in class. He was weak. What is all this? He was brilliant where from the school he was coming from. But obviously, there's no doubt he's come to a higher standard. He barely passed. And I kept praying. I said, God, this is not what you told me about bringing this boy here. This is not what you told me. And I faced him. I said, just keep trying your best and keep trusting God. The word of the Lord to me is that you will come out of this place celebrated. Grade 7, yes, one, struggled. Grade 8, struggled. Passed to grade 9, that's GS3. Average. Not average, but average of 60. Struggled. All his holidays, he's always studying because he had deficiencies in school. But I kept praying. I kept praying. His younger brother joined him. I know, don't worry, you still have your own children. You have to battle sibling rivalry. His younger brother joined him in school. His younger brother cleared all the A's. Bam! Commendation chart, number one. And then the two, you go and pick them at holiday. And one has straight A's. One is average. And you have to learn to manage the two. But I keep telling him, the word of the Lord for me to you is that you will come out of this place celebrated. Keep reading. And at grade 10, suddenly, he said one day, he looked at God and said, God, I can do this thing. Help me. And my son went from an average, bam, in one time, to commendation chart at grade 10. And he continued like that till he graduated. It's importunity. It's prayer. It's life. So we don't say things that are theory. Went to Warwick University to go and do law. Graduated second class upper. But go back 7 years ago, he was a struggler. What I really do, he said, God, help me. I can do this thing. And God showed up. Amen. God we serve is real. Seventh time, he said, I see the hand of a man. Okay? And he said, go up, say unto Ahab, prepare their chariot and get it down, that the rain stop thee not. And it came to pass in the meanwhile that the heaven was black with clouds and wind. And there was a rain. There was a what? A great rain. And Ahab rode, that's on chariots, and went to Jezreel. And the hand of the Lord was on Elijah, gathered up his loins, and ran before Ahab with his legs. Ahab was on what? The anointing from prayer was so heavy on Elijah. He said, oh yeah, Ahab, run. Rain is coming. So Ahab entered his chariot and ran. Elijah ran with his leg and overtook Ahab to Jezreel. This is real. Amen. It's called what? Quantum leap. It's called what? Quantum leap. It's good we see the word of God and hear what God has done so that we all believe that this God is going to do great things in our lives. Praise the Lord. And trust him, because as God will have it, we are in the generation where God is going to do great things. Amen. And when it is time, will he find people of faith on the earth? Amen. Hallelujah. Let's bow our heads in prayers. When he calls me, I will answer. When he calls me, I will answer. When he calls me, I will answer. I will be somewhere trusting in the name of the Lord. I'll be somewhere trusting. I'll be somewhere trusting. I'll be somewhere trusting in the name of the Lord. I'll be somewhere praying. I'll be somewhere praying. I'll be somewhere praying to my God. Talk to God. This God is real. You stop playing games. Tell him to help you so that you can engage with him perfectly. Engage with him wholeheartedly. The world is full with challenges and obstacles, and people are throwing away God. They can't cope anymore. Your God will make you overcome all your challenges. You are an overcomer through Christ who loves you. But you need to trust in that God. Talk to him. Talk to him. Be real before your God. Be real. Effectual, fervent praying. God, help me to concentrate and consecrate my life to prayers, to prayer. Help me, Lord, not to give up in prayer. Help me to receive from you in my mind your will. Help me to be a fighter. Let's pray in the spirit. Rusa kakababa baba shante. Makroko sapa bobo shanta kabambo de resta rake bebe. Be thinking on these things about prayers. Repetosu kuprodo shandala laba kuku kuribesteri. Marameno sakataba gumbraduski. Barabaseke pepe shente rege de bekuti ke suprododo sanda la 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 bakite mekrotose. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Rusin prades baranki tereski roskara pantales introdosh katabayito bandekestis ke kombarim mari pastore bondragaski raga de beke suprodo samba bastere de keki bamba shandala rustakaya. In Jesus' name we've prayed. Wicked spirits in the heavenlies and the earth oppressing, or attacking or seeking to oppress or attack our souls, bodies, and circumstances, spirit of weakness, unbelief, fear, intimidation in the place of prayer, we cast you out. We destroy your works, we resist and bind you and break your hold over our hearts, bodies, and circumstances in Jesus' name. Under the covenant of our fathers and under the lordship of the Lord Jesus Christ, we lose the angels of God. Seven spirits of God to go fulfill the air, execute and establish God's perfect will. Concern our prayers, concern our hearts, bodies, and circumstances in Jesus' name. Father, press a reset button for us and let there be a new day for intercession, for faith, for believing in God, for strength in the inward man, the outward man. Thank you for your word that says you will be for strength for those who take the battle to the gates. We shall take the battle to the gates in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, because you answer our prayers. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's give